Our text is Acts 2:42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On the first day of a new school year, there is high anticipation, expectation, and curiosity. Now, before it all settles in, it is a good time to ask why this community is devoted to a daily chapel service. And Acts 2:42 gets right to the heart of it. It describes Christians who are filled with the Spirit after hearing Peter's sermon. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, those who have received the Holy Spirit do come together in this place each class day to hear the good news and to be strengthened by the Spirit. What do we do here? It's expressed in the very verse that we're examining. And permit me to take it in a slightly different order. We are devoted to the apostles' teaching. Daily, we read and ponder the scriptures, even singing about our Lord's words and the biblical teachings, and praising God for what he has done as revealed there. What God reveals is crucial for righteousness depends on trusting that message. It is the very essence of what pastors do to spread the word, for teachers to do in sharing the word. And we are therefore devoted to hearing what Jesus said, to be reminded and built up as delivered by the apostles. Jesus is speaking to us here. Do you want to hear? We are devoted to prayers. Daily, we pray for the church, for special circumstances that people of this community bring to our attention. And on Mondays, just to give an example, we pray for vicars and deaconess interns in the districts, one by one. The more who join in this act of thanksgiving and petition, the better. More voices. God indeed commands us to pray, and this alone should be a reason to be here. Do you not want to pray with us? We are devoted to the breaking of bread. On Wednesday, we receive the Lord's Supper in this place. Here, our Lord gives us his body. Our Lord gives us his blood for the forgiveness of sins. Now, it may happen that hearing the word and making petitions happens in the classroom. But it's only in this place, at the altar, that we receive the Holy Supper. It is our Lord's command, do this in remembrance of me. Do you not want the comfort and the strength that our Lord offers? We are devoted to fellowship. Now, fellowship is a participation. It is a sharing in something. It is an act that puts aside self. It is a joining in what is common. And it expresses then the connectedness that we have in Jesus. For we are one body in Christ. We are not solitary disciples, drifting through society, maybe even around the globe. Even in pastoral work, we are dependent on Jesus' command, on his authority, on the power of the Holy Spirit. And by faith in Christ, we are linked with all the brothers and sisters. We are not just single entities. And this linking gets a visibility when we come here for the teaching, the prayers, and the supper. For these activities are the very center of that true fellowship. One encourages another, as we heard in the reading before, love one another, so we would encourage each other. And lack of participation then diminishes the very body that's here in this place. Now, those who would use this time slot, for fellowship with study, with desk work, with commuting, or coffee flavors, diminish by their absence the participation in the fellowship. Their refusal to be here might even be a danger sign that they have put something else and delight more in it than that which they should be devoted to in the Spirit. For by faith we are made companions of Jesus. We share in his suffering and death. Because he gave up his life, we get life eternal. We are brought into a new partnership, a fellowship with all who love and serve him. We participate with them in living, suffering for Christ, inheriting everything that he has promised, and eventually reigning with him. And we can have that togetherness already here. As you know, in today's world, if it's not on TV, it didn't happen. Or on YouTube. No visibility, no event. Our fellowship with Jesus himself is expressed by being present with his companions, by devoting ourselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and the prayers. And here in this place, it is most fully experienced. So join us daily. By your presence, give expression to the oneness that we have in Christ. Hear what God has done and taught with others. Make petition for each other, for the church, for the world. Receive the Lord's body and blood. And united in the common faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, participate in this loving fellowship and encouragement. Be devoted to it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.